I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, the latest from the North American International Auto Show, what's hot, what's not, and a first look at some new rides from China. But first, let's say you love football and all that goes with it, and you also love your historically black college or university. Now, with the help of a new video game, you can combine both of those loves. The Black College Football Experience draws on teams from HBCUs. You can store touchdowns for your favorite team. You can even be a drum major at the halftime show. For some gamers, it might just be the next big thing. Jacqueline Beauchamp is the CEO of Energized Entertainment, which is producing the game. She joins us from Dallas to talk about it. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So where did the idea for Black College Football Experience come from?
It stemmed from the fact that it didn't exist. When you have a passion for sports and a passion for HBCUs, bringing those two passions together, we created and founded, one, the Energize Entertainment Company, and two, bringing the first HBCU football game into the video game market segment.
So you attended Southern, as I understand it?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I'm a proud Jaguar alum.
And did you love football when you were there?
Yes, I did.
What was your favorite thing about it?
My favorite thing was about it was just a couple of things. One, the experience, the atmosphere, and that the game does not stop when halftime comes on the field. That's really when we believe at HBCUs that the competition is really fierce at that, you know, that 15-minute segment on the field, and every individual is on their seats or standing up in the stands cheering on for their favorite band.
Exactly. I was going to say that for a lot of people, it really isn't about the game as much as it is about the halftime show. So
that's,
I understand,
right?
You incorporated that into the game. How?
We absolutely did. As most individuals that don't know, that have never experienced an HBCU football game, the halftime show, just as you stated, if you left that out of the game, it's no longer an HBCU game. So we wanted to make sure that we factor the halftime shows in the game. We literally went and recorded the majority of all of the school's bands so that the halftime shows are actually very, very authentic, from their music to their moves and now their likeness. So there's an interactive element where you're playing during the halftime shows and staying with the momentum and tempo. And let me tell you, what we've got planned for this year is going to be phenomenal.
Well, but here's my question is, can you do a back bend as the drum major? That's really all I want to know. Because that's the only way I'm ever going to do one, is if I can do one in the game.
Hey, Michelle, that's exactly what we're talking about. The excitement that we're getting ready to expand upon the halftime show is going to be phenomenal. So expect more for the halftime show for the video game.
Well, so what are some of the other cool features that you might not see in another game, another football game? Because there are other, you know, football videos out there.
Yeah, there sure are. There are other football games. I think the manner in which, I mean, football is football. But what we wanted to make sure that we did was have a different level of experience where you factored in not just the halftime shows. What's also a big part of a black college football game, you've got elements of Greeks and so forth. So we've made sure that we put a little bit of everything in it that makes up the experience that you don't see in your other games that are on the market segment today.
I'm wondering who you think is going to be attracted to the game, because some people, I mean, I'd say, well, gee, you know, why market especially to African-American gamers? Or some people might say, gee, you're limiting your market in this way. Why not make it more diverse? So what do you say to that?
My answer to that would be is that we did not. HBCUs are not just open to only African-Americans. Anyone has the ability to attend those universities and those institutions. What we did was took on a product that does exist every year. We took that and created a video game experience around it that, once again, everyone can experience. So it's not just an African-American-only product. It is a product that everyone else is able to enjoy now.
Let's talk about you a little bit. Some people might find it interesting that you're a woman and head of a company that produces not just video games, but sports games at that. So just
right.
Tell me a little bit. I don't know, because it's just unusual.
Yeah, I've asked that question many, many times, and my answer to that is, why not a female? I have always been raised to the point of I can be anything that I put my mind to be. And it just so happens to be the CEO of Energize Entertainment. My background, I'm a degreed electrical engineer, minor with mathematics and computer science, and I always love two things, sports and multimedia and animation. So when once again you merge those two things together, herein lies Energize Entertainment, Jackie Beauchamp, and just continuing on with my passion. It's a passion that I have for sports and multimedia.
What other sports do you like?
I am a big basketball fan, and I also love golf.
Oh.
So I'm a big Tiger Woods fan.
What's your handicap?
We won't say.
Spending too many hours in front of the console.
That's exactly right. Got to get more time out there, Michelle.
What about women's sports? You know, that's sort of coming up. The WNBA is kind of coming on. I think it's had its 10th anniversary this past season. Any games in the offing with featuring women athletes?
You're absolutely correct, and that was the key mission for Energize was essentially to be able to bring diverse products into the market segment in two categories, one targeting urban and as well as female. There's just not enough representation on either one of those, and so we wanted to make sure that we're going to do that. And the answer is yes. You know, expect more announcements to hear that you're going to hear from us this year on products targeting both of those demographics.
All right. Jackie Beauchamp is CEO of Energized Entertainment. The Black College Football Experience is out now for PCs and will be out now soon on gaming consoles. Jackie, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.